Over the last 2 weeks, we have been talking to leaders and managers about how to figure out how this virus is affecting their organization and then how to talk about it with donors. Many don't know what their story is and in some cases have felt they can't talk to donors right now. We know every organization has a story and donors want to give right now. Do you know your organization's coronavirus story? In today's podcast, Richard and I delve into how to figure out your coronavirus story and then how to tell that story to donors. Your donors love your mission. They want to help. Find out how to help your donors know your story so that they can make a difference.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Hi, this is Jeff Schreifels, and I have with me Richard Perry, and today we're really gearing this podcast toward nonprofit leaders and managers.
That's right, Jeff. And, here's why we're doing this. I mean, over the last couple of weeks, we've been reaching out to a lot of nonprofit CEOs and development directors. And, you know, we're checking in, see how they're doing and how we can help. And there's basically a couple things that we've both realized in that. Number one, not everyone understands what their coronavirus story is. And we're going to get into that in a second. But that's the first point.
Yeah.
And then second, leaders are just either not sure or they're getting pressure from their boss or boards, just don't bother donors right now. I mean, those are kind of the two themes that we see kind of going through everything.
That's true. So let's talk about that first thing. Let's elaborate on what we mean by knowing your coronavirus story. What do we mean by that?
Well, it's the effects of the virus on your business and revenue operations. I mean, that's basically it.
Right.
You know what that is, and then can you quantify it and tell that to somebody, you know?
So we've been having conversations the last couple of weeks, like we just said, with a number of CEOs, development directors, and, you know, some of those conversations are, well, how is this virus actually affecting you? And they're like, well, you know, our mission is not really around that. So, you know, and we have a bunch of reserves, so it's not really affecting us. And I'm like, wait a minute. The virus is affecting everyone in every organization. Let's talk
about
every
sector.
Yeah. Yep. So let's talk about how do you go about figuring out what that coronavirus thing is. So let's take it step by step, Richard. How do you, if you're executive director or development director, how do you figure this out?
Well, let's talk about the mission thing first and then jump into the economics of it. But it's like, it is affecting you because if you're an arts organization, people are not coming to your museum or your performances or whatever. And there's a whole bunch of donors that care about that. Not happening. So that's affecting you. I mean, so what we're basically saying to folks is get back into what your mission is and make sure you understand that the societal benefit you're delivering is now being hindered from being delivered, which is an effect that donors care about. So I mean, that's the first big thing in my mind.
Yeah.
And then the cost side, what's your possible shortfall going to be?
Mm-hmm.
What expenses don't you have to have? For instance, I was looking at one of our clients' budgets yesterday that they had reframed, and the expense side they had reframed down by about $1 million without actually affecting the mission. They had actually reframed that, so that means it drops the revenue expectation by $1 million.
Okay,
which means the shortfall is less, but we're asking people, like, do you know what it's costing you in lost revenue and what you're not able to? And then someone said, well, it's not really about the revenue, is it, Richard? Of course not. I mean, it's like what you can't do because you've lost the revenue.
That's right. So, for example, I was talking with one organization. They said, well, this is not really affecting us. And I said, well, I started asking more questions. So I said, well, how, you know, is there anything that the virus right now is not causing you not to be able to do? And he said, well, we do have these volunteers that go out to these different countries that we're involved in. And of course, now we can't do that. And I said, okay. So he said, you know, every time a volunteer group goes out, they, you know, give us about 7 to 10,000 in revenue for that. I said, Wow. Okay, so you have maybe 10 volunteer groups during the course of the next few months that are not going to go out. That's, you know, close to $100,000 you're not making in revenue. And you need to understand that and know that. And you need to be able to tell your donors that. He's like, you know, you're right. I never looked at it like that, that, you know, we're missing, we're probably going to miss that. And that donors might want to know how they can help. So,
well, exactly.
So yeah. Trying to figure out the cost side, you know, what is this costing you? What is this? And you want to know that because you're having conversations with donors and donors are naturally going to ask you what's happening because of this virus with your organization. And if you can't say immediately, well, we've looked at everything and this is what it's going to cost. And then they're able to say, how I want to help with that.
Exactly. And especially if you're saying, and we're not going to be able to do these things because we won't have the money.
Right.
That's what the donor cares about.
Right.
You remember one situation with one of our clients that's an arts group. But basically all their performances are just shut down. I mean, that's a huge loss of ticket revenue and so on. And one donor who's a $15,000 a year donor just said to himself, you know what, we've got to do something about this. And he went in and took $135,000 out of his IRA.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? Why? Because he loves this organization.
Right.
And so this is the thing that we've got to do is like nonprofit leaders and development directors and so on. Calculate what that cost is. So we there are some numbers we've seen as well. It's going to be $240,000 between now and September,
right?
Or it's going to be $2.4 million or whatever. What is that number?
That's right.
That's a very important thing to get.
So that's the cost side. The other is some organizations, there's an opportunity. In other words, like we have, I was talking to a leader in the West Coast. They deal with food insecurity, and they're saying that because of all of this and the supermarkets being hoarded, essentially, there's not extra food that they usually get donated to. So they have to buy the food. And they said right now it's costing them another $500,000 a month in added expenses to go out and buy the food that's needed for the demand.
Wow. Yeah.
So that there is an opportunity that they can go out and get funding for. And they really hadn't thought about taking that and going, oh, we need to tell our donors about this extra cost. They were worried because they had an event and they weren't getting the event money. And so they were trying to figure out, well, what is that? How much is that? So they hadn't even figured that out. And the added cost. So just 20 minutes on the phone with them, we were able to figure out the event money that they lost, plus the opportunity of added having to buy more food for this. And so together it was like $3.5 million more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so that's the thing is figuring all of that out and quantifying it and then putting it into the context of how does this affect our mission? In other words, you're always putting it back into that. It's not as much as talking about the money.
Right.
It's about what opportunity there is to serve more or what opportunity is lost because we don't have the money.
Right.
So figuring out that dollar amount and then figuring out a plan as to how to get it.
Yeah.
And then working that plan.
Exactly.
Another conversation I had yesterday with a client was basically, okay, so here's the number. Mm-hmm. And we know we could probably get 2 million of that, 2 million of the 3 million from this source here because of these reasons.
Right.
Well, let's get going then. Get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you have a number and you have a plan, then you probably have a solution.
Okay. So let's just go back and reiterate what we just said. So figuring out your coronavirus story is about looking at what is this virus costing your organization? Figure that out. What, if any, are there opportunities to increase, like, for example, the food bank? Figure out what that dollar amount is. Get agreement on that. Then figure out the plan and how to obtain the revenue through different means, and then working it between now.
And probably
the end of the year, right?
Yep. I would go through December. I mean, that's what we've been saying. I'm going to say one other thing. I mean, anytime you and I mention, you know, a social service thing like a food bank or something, then somebody in the arts or education will say, yeah, that's easy for you guys to say that that's easy. Well, how about in the arts? What if one of your opportunities is shifting a bunch of stuff online for a short period?
Right.
And the cost of that is going to be $200,000 or whatever. I mean,
exactly.
Think about what you're delivering and then see how that actually affects the numbers, and then go and talk to your donors about all of that.
Yeah. So that's what we mean about figuring out your story, because you are going to be having, hopefully, conversations with donors, and to have that story in your head, then you can convey the need. And the donors want to hear that. They want to know how they can help. So now that gets to the next thing we're hearing. And that's about how we've heard from leaders and development directors. Both, you know, they're saying, you know, we're getting pressure either from our board, like, this is not the time to go out and fundraise. This is just not good. People are more concerned about just their own health.
It's just crazy, isn't it, Jeff?
Or we're hearing from development directors, I'm tearing my hair out because my executive director is saying we should not be talking to donors. And I know it's not right, but what are we going to do? Because, you know, I've got donors calling me. What are we doing? And I don't have the story. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Or you have some like there was one consulting group that put out, quote, a study.
Yeah.
That basically says 83% of the fundraisers are slowing down on their solicitations.
Yeah.
Well, then you start looking kind of under the blankets of that thing. Well, the sample size is 400 some institutions, and they're mostly education and arts. And furthermore, they've asked the institution what they're going to do, and they haven't asked the donor what they're going to do.
Right.
And it's like, and so then they publish this thing. And so if you don't look at it, you being a development director or a leader might say, oh my goodness, 80% of these people are not reducing it. We've got to reduce our solicitations. It is just craziness.
I know.
Whereas we're experiencing the exact opposite. Donors are stepping up. They want to actually help. They're asking questions. So once you have your story down and you have the right story, being bold about that and telling the donor the story is what you've got to do. I mean, it's not going backwards and kind of hunkering down and hiding. That particular study just irritated me because it was like, I mean, if you went to 1,000 organizations and asked the people inside those organizations, well, what do you think we should do? There's going to be a certain percentage of them that will say, well, we shouldn't ask.
Right.
And then you extrapolate that out to the total and say, okay, so those people said we shouldn't ask, so therefore we shouldn't ask.
I know. That's the fear, is that people are not going to be reaching out to their donors because they see something like that. And, you know, this happens all the time. We run into this, is that we often tell ourselves a story in our own heads about something. Well, you know, we think about, well, you know, everyone's dealing with a lot of pain right now, which is true. Therefore, I shouldn't do anything. I shouldn't talk to them. They don't want to hear from me. I'm just bothering them. It's uncomfortable to talk to someone at this time. And so you say, well, yeah, let's give our donors a break. Let's work on something else. We don't need to. And so we create a story in our heads that our donors don't want to talk. And then they see a poll like that. See, I knew it. Donors don't want, everyone else is pulling back.
Exactly.
And we know, because we've had experience in other unprecedented times, Richard, that when you pull back at times like this, it takes you much longer when things get back to quote unquote normal again to actually get your revenue back up to where it was. So you've got to stay the course. Donors want to hear from you. You don't pull back at this time. And if you do, you're going to be in big trouble 2-3 years from now because you let it go.
And on that point, Jeff, it's about cutting acquisition. Like, okay, well, we're going to cut acquisition because we're going to save money. Well, what you're doing is you're moving the problem from the present into the future.
Right.
And it's going to take you 3 to 4 years to recover from that. Here's the absolute fact is that the amount of revenue drop during all the past recessions and things that happened to us in the past was in the range of 2-3%.
Right.
And those organizations that actually were aggressive during the time and moved forward were ones that actually experienced increases. I was talking to another organization, a very large organization out on the West Coast 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Their revenue is way up. Why? Because they're being, even compared to last year.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're being very aggressive about talking about their mission and here's what's going on and here's the effects. And we know this matters to you, donor, and please step in because we've got to be sure that this mission gets done. And it's doing just fine.
Yeah.
And it is true that there are somebody might say, well, boy, there's some expenses we have. I mean, we just don't have a bunch of cash.
Yeah.
Well, if you identify the number and you figure out the story and you go actually and talk to donors, there's always somebody like that guy I was saying that went to his IRA and took $135,000 out. We have story after story about that they do over and above and extra. Yeah. And then there's donors that can't because they've been affected by the virus. And so we are compassionate and generous and kind with them. And helping them feel comfortable with saying no. But you don't just stop talking about it. That's the point. That's the second point that we're trying to convey here in this podcast.
All right. So the big points are, again, know your coronavirus story. And then once you have that and you have the figures in your head, all of those things, you've got to go out and connect with your donors, talk with them, ask them for help and be sure that you know that story well enough, because I know for a fact that donors are going to ask, how can I help at this time? So, well, we need to end it here, but I just want to let you know that at Veritas, we have an entire section of our website that is devoted just to this crisis. And we have a ton of resources for you to help you get it through this tough time.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. So go to veritasgroup.com and you'll see this red bar. It's right up there on the front page of our website. Click on that and it links you to all these resources around this crisis. So thank you for listening today. I hope we inspire you to figure out your story and then be able to go out and boldly be talking to donors and asking to help you through this crisis. So thank you for joining us and we'll see you again soon.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.